Virginia Wells is a professional organiser with a focus on the home, and she joins us on Sunday Brunch this morning to give us some expert advice. Good morning, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, Virginia, let's start, I guess, at the beginning. If you're keen to organise your home, but you feel kind of overwhelmed about the process, where's a good place to start?
I find that most people do want to have a physical answer to this, you know, starting with, you know, a particular room to start or something like that. But I find the success mostly comes when you are looking at your vision first for the space. Mm-hmm. So some questions that I get my clients to answer are things like, if you had a magic wand, what would the room look like? And you ask this question per room. So magic wand, what would the room look like to give that overall look of the room? What activities do you do and want to do in this space? And also what feel, and if feel doesn't feel right for you, then what descriptive words would you like to describe this space? And they will help you understand your goal and where you're aiming for. And it also helps you motivate you and get you started in that way. Mm. It can often then pinpoint where you need to start as well, because there'll be an area that feels really frustrating and things as well.
Yeah.
But for a physical answer, you know, if you're looking for that, I often say to people who are really unsure, just start at the front door and pick up the first thing on the left.
Ah.
It's an easy way to, you don't have to think about it and can be in any room.
Ah, so. Yeah, that's a good tip. You just mentioned that if there's a space that frustrates you,
yep.
Is that a good place to start, or is it a worrying place to start because you're starting with frustration?
It's a good question, and it will depend per person. So frustration, I often find, you know, if it's something that's getting in the way of you getting ready in the morning to, you know, if you're working or getting out to your activities, if it's, you know, if your wardrobe's falling out at you and you can't get dressed properly without frustration, you're not able to make your coffee in the morning, you know, all of these things can be very important to some. So it can be good to start there if it's not too overwhelming a task. But then there are things that are frustrating that are sentimental or really challenging to work through and brings up a lot of emotions. Mm. So in those cases, I say, you know, park those ones and start with something that feels really achievable.
Yeah, and then you can kind of tick it off that you've managed to declutter or clear one space, and that kind of gives you confidence to then go on and clear the rest of the house.
Exactly.
Virginia, how do we deal with people at home who might be resistant to this decluttering process? If you really want to get in and clear things out, but someone in your house maybe doesn't?
Yeah, well, I face this a bit. So sometimes, again, it comes back to the vision, being able to talk to the other person or people in the home and asking those same questions about what their vision for the space is, because sometimes they might be saying they're resistant and they're not interested in organising the space, but when it comes down to it and you say, oh, you know, the lounge room's really cluttered and this is what I'd like from there. However, you know, what do you want to get from that space? Mm. Like, how do you want to use this space? And they might say, oh, I want to do this and that and there. You know, I'd really like to do exercise in front of the TV or something. Then, you know, that way you've got a way in to then discuss how that might not be possible at the moment because there's so many things in the way.
Sure.
So once they are aware of their vision, for the rooms and the whole house, they might be more willing. Mm-hmm. If they're still resistant, then the best way forward is just to lead by example and start with your own things and perhaps getting them to reflect on how they feel in the space once you've done your things and say, oh, you know, do you feel any different in here? Or how do you portray the space now?
Yeah.
That sometimes can help them down the track find that it's a useful thing to do.
Yeah, that's really good advice. You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra with me, Kate Medina, and my guest is Virginia Wells. She's a professional organiser and decluttering expert, I think it's safe to say. She's giving us some advice about how to clean up our houses, declutter out our homes and make everything a little bit more manageable really around the house. And just thinking about making things a little bit more manageable, would you say that decluttering and cleaning up is an ongoing process if you really want to have an organized space?
I definitely agree. I think, you know, I think Marie Kondo in her book said that It's sort of a one and done type of thing. Once you've worked through the space, you don't need to do it again necessarily. But I think, you know, in today's society, we buy things all the time, our hobbies change, and so this will change our space and how we use it. So it is important to you know, just go through every now and again and double check. If you do that on a daily basis, it's a very small sort of time time constraint for you, but if you sort of prefer to do it once a year, then you might be spending a lot of time doing it once a year.
And you need to set aside a bigger chunk of time and maybe do it in the holidays, like we've just been talking about, where you can kind of just get into it, spend a few days and clear it all out. Have you found that people can go a bit too far in that process if they're waiting and doing it just once a year? Do we need to be a bit careful if that's our focus?
Yeah, I think if you can manage the once a year thing, a lot of people have that goal, but my experience is that people don't get a lot of success from the big declutter if there's a lot of overwhelm. So I would recommend trying to break it down into smaller chunks of time, even if you can do 5 minutes a day or something like that, you'll have better success. Where you can get into trouble if you do the big clear out and going too far, as you said, can be that you make some rash decisions and then you regret your choices. So sometimes that's no big deal for some, but some people it can really dampen their motivation to do it again because they're afraid of making that same mistake. So yeah, just being sure of your decisions is what I'd suggest there.
Yeah. I'm sure you've worked with a lot of different kinds of people in your profession. Just how hard is it for people to part with their possessions, and why is it hard for us to get rid of things sometimes?
Yeah, well, there are a variety of different people I work with, and putting people with hoarding disorder aside, which has that it's a mental disorder, and comes with a lot of distress and anxiety from letting things go. Putting
that
people
aside,
with hoarding disorder aside, people who just have, you know, abundance of possessions and wanting to let go, but finding it challenging. Mostly it's because there's stuff under our stuff. So there's your, you know, there's the physical shirt, but then there might be all of the memories that you have with the shirt, and it can be unconscious. You're not necessarily holding the shirt saying, oh, I remember when I wore this with my husband and, you know, we went on this, you know, long journey. But you're still subconsciously processing a period of time in your life, a personality that you might have had at that time, jobs you might have had, relationships, friendships. So it sort of subconsciously is processing as you're letting all of these things go, and can make it challenging. Then there's, you know, there's all of the bigger things, like processing areas where you've got divorce papers, or, you know, it can be lots of things, and varied and big and small, but there's a lot of emotion underlying it all.
Yeah, indeed. And I guess there's a lot of emotion underlying situations, like if you're helping people downsize or move into a nursing home or an assisted living facility, if you're in that situation, how can you go about that process delicately, because it is an emotionally charged job often?
Yes, it is. And if the person's still with you, you know, that they haven't passed on, then doing that delicately, like you said, is really important. Respecting their feelings, asking them what, you know, trying to explain the amount of space they may have to bring new things or their things to, and helping them choose their favourites, trying to respect that they might like things to go to particular places. And just doing your best to, respect their wishes as best as you can. But also, you know, it is a stressful time for everyone. So just being mindful of your own mental health and doing what you're able to, and asking for help from various places, and seeing if you can get pickups from salvos and that type of thing to sort of lighten the load.
Yeah. And in what situation would you recommend that someone calls in an expert like you?
Yeah. I think when you're starting to feel overwhelmed, you're not sure where to start, even though, you know, you've read the books and or watched all the YouTube videos or whatever, you're still struggling. And even if you do try, you sort of feel like you're not having any success, then you might get someone in. You can ask friends and family to help as well. I just recommend you choose someone you feel comfortable with and isn't going to push you isn't going to have the types of comments like, oh, that's just rubbish, throw it away. Why do you need this? You've got four of those. It's the role of a professional organiser and a good helper, if you have someone who can do that with you, is to guide you through the process and let you make the decisions. Otherwise, you often are met with defensiveness. Mm. So that leads to no decisions being made.
Mm. So yeah. Virginia, thank you so much for your time on ABC Radio Canberra this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate.
That was Virginia Wells, a professional organiser from Get Well Sorted, giving us all kinds of helpful advice on how to declutter your home. And I love the piece of advice she gave about if you're feeling overwhelmed, start with whatever is on the left of the door. Great tip. I think I'm going to go home and check out what's on the left of my door at home and see if there's something that I need to change.